会在这里。
The Apostle Paul asserts that God determines the exact times and places that each one of us should be, that we would reach for Him, that we would seek Him.
使徒保罗说呢，神已经预定了我们每一个人都有时间跟年限，就是我们会在某一个时间寻求神。
And King David states this.
然后呢，大卫王也这样说。
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That's what church is for.
这就是教会的目的。
You go to a movie theater to what?
你去戏院干嘛呢？
Watch a movie.
去看电影，对不对？
You go to the grocery store to get what?
你如果去超市去干嘛呢？
Grocery.
去买菜。
You go to church to do what?
那你去超市，你去教会干嘛呢？
You come here to seek God.
就是来寻求神的。
You came here to seek the living God.
来这里寻求永生神的面。
To grow in the grace and the knowledge of God.
在神的恩典跟知识当中成长。
Let's start with prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Holy Spirit of the living God, we pray that you would meet us in our searching of you. We are thankful that you are faithful. And we pray that you would show up in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
What do you know about God?
你知道神是谁吗？
In one word, describe God.
你用一个字来描述神可以吗？
Wait.
何伟，请你用一个字来描述神。
Love.
爱。
Others? Wimbo?
文波呢？公义 ,righteousness。
Righteousness. Faith?
现实的。
Almighty.
全能的。
Great.
伟大的。
Very good.
还有恩典的。
Now, of course, God is all of these and so much more.
神当然是我们刚刚讲的这些，但是他还是更多。
God is not this...impersonal nebulous force out in space somewhere.
神并不是遥不可及在外太空里面的一股力量。
He is a personal God that we get to know.
他是一个我们每一个人都可以亲身体验的神。
And the Bible uses one word over and over to describe God.
在圣经里面有一个字重复的不断的被使用来形容神。
All of those, of course, are true.
你们刚刚讲的都对。
But the one that is emphasized is holy.
但是一个不断被重复的词呢，就是圣洁。
We're going to read about that for just a second.
我们等一下就要来读这些经文。
When the Israelites first encountered God, God descended to a mountaintop, and it blazed with fire.
以色列人第一次看见神的同在的时候呢，神到了一个山顶，然后那个山顶就有火焰喷出来。
Exodus said that the smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain began to shake violently.
在出埃及记里面的记载呢，说神的山的烟气上腾，如烧窑一般，然后遍山大大的震动。
When God spoke, it says that those who heard it, they begged that no further voice or no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded.
然后神说话的时候呢，大家都说：“哎呀，拜托别再说了，因为我们受不起这个话。”
Even if an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned.
如果有动物走进这个山，碰到山的话呢，要用石头打死。
The holiness of God.
这是神的圣洁。
The Israelites could not handle the presence of God.
以色列人他们受不了神的圣洁。
Exodus 20 states,
在出埃及记二十章说
that when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear.
说他们呢看见雷轰闪电脚声山上冒烟都吓得在那边发抖。
They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die.
他们说，拜托，你跟摩西说，你跟我们讲话就好了，就是神透过你，因为不要让神直接跟我们说话，我们就受不起，我们会死的。
The Israelites gave up on the presence and the intimacy that they could have had with God.
所以呢，以色列人在这边就直接放弃了他们本来可以跟神非常亲近的一个机会。
They gave up this supernatural power to be the people that they were created to be.
神拣选他们作为他的选民，其实是要赐给他们特别的力量的。原本
，without the holy presence of God, we cannot be the holy people of God.
但是如果没有这圣洁的神与我们同在，我们就无法成为他圣洁的子民。
And the Israelites subsequently, they had a priest and a curtain that separated them from the most holy place where the presence of God dwelt.
所以后来以色列人他们在这个圣殿当中就有这个一个幔子把至圣所跟其他人分开，然后还有祭司去做这个跟神之间交通的事情。
So as we read this morning section, keep the holiness of God in mind and this old way that they had to approach Him.
所以我希望大家今天早上我们来思想神的圣洁，然后我们也想想看以前我们是怎么样来认识神。
Again, this old way is that there was a priest stood before a curtain, and then the holy presence of God was behind all of that.
所以按照以色列人以前亲近神的方式呢，就是有一个祭司代替他们，代表他们，然后有一个至圣所，然后神就是在至圣所里面。
Let's read this all together.
我们一起来读这段经文。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经减去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。不要，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
There are three commands in this passage.
在这段经文里面有三个命令。
Summarize, they are take the better way.
第一个重点就是说，你们应该选那个比较好的路。
Stick to the better way.
然后待在那条路上。
And then promote the better way.
然后去告诉别人有这条路。
But before we get started, I want to define what I mean or give a little example of what I mean by better.
那我想要解释一下什么叫更好的路。
We go into Home Depot.
我们去 Home Depot 买东西。
And we see.Appliances categorized by good, better, and best.
然后我们看到那些家电用品，他们会有分等级嘛，就是有普通的，然后有好一点的，还最高级的。
The pieces of junk are labeled good because if they accurately labeled them as bad, no one would buy them.
那些最差的东西呢，店家也会说它是 good， 它是好的，对不对？但是如果说它是不好的，那就没有人会买了嘛。
If they're the ceiling fans, they're the cheap ones, the plastic ones that people put in their kids' room.
有些东西是很便宜的，比如说塑胶做的，然后品质也不好，然后小孩买来给小孩子用一用。
Better，
那更好的东西呢
？It comes with a remote。
哦，有些东西可能就是它有遥控器，那就更好。
And then they jack up the price for the best one。
然后最好的就是最高等的，它就是最贵的。
It has all the features, and you leave thinking you have the best fan in the world。
然后你可能买的是有各种变速调频那种功能的电风扇，然后你就觉得你买了世界上最好的电风扇。
That's not the sense of better that we're talking about in this passage.
现在我们在这个经文里面讲的更好呢，并不是这一种更好。
Now I'm going to clarify a little bit more about what I mean by better as we go along, but I want to make some comparisons first.
我等一下再解释什么我要说的更好是什么意思，但现在我想要先讲一些比较。
We're going to compare.Three spiritual ways.
我们来比较三种属灵的状况。
There are three basic worldviews.
三种不同的世界观。
There are those that say that there are no God.
有人说世界上是没有神的。
There are those that say that there are many gods or that all is God.
也有人说世界上有很多位神，或者是说万物都是神。
And then there are those that say that there is one God.
那么也有人说只有一位神。
So I'm going to use kind of analogy for this message.
所以我就用一个比喻的方式来说吧。
Imagine God once again on the mountaintop.
想象一下神现在又在那个山顶了。
Blazing with fire.
然后就是有这个火焰出来。
His holy and miraculous presence is at the top.
他在上面是圣洁的，是不可思议的这种奇幻的这种同在，然后是在山顶。
Billowing smoke and peals of lightning and thunder.
有火焰，有雷电，有闪电。
And the foundations of everything shake around it.
然后地有大大的地震。
Those that say that there are no God,
如果是说世界上没有神的人呢？
They're sitting at the base of the mountain.
他们可能在这个山脚下。
They say, nothing to see here, folks.
他们会说这里没什么好看的。
They sit at the base of the mountain and they laugh at those who climb the mountain.
他们在山脚下，然后他们可能不知道山上发生什么事情，他们就笑那些爬山的人。
They have no concept of sin.
他们也不知道什么叫做犯罪。
And they have no concept of salvation.
也不知道什么叫救恩。
They think that if we just teach tolerance and technology, that the world's problems will be solved.
只要我们教导宽恕跟科技发展，那这个世界上所有的问题都会解决。
Then secondly, there are those who say that everything is God or that there are many gods.
那么还有另外一种人呢，就是相信世界上有很多位神，或者是万物都是神。
So once again, the mountain.
那你再想象一下这个山。
These ones are making circles around the bottom.
他们可能在山底下绕着那个山走。
Endless circles.
一直不停的绕圈圈。
They are making no progress towards God.
他们并没有走得离神近一点。
Because they reject the narrow path that goes up.
因为他们拒绝了那一条唯一的窄路。
They think that we just need to promote unity and harmony.
他们可能认为说我们只要有合一跟和平就可以了。
Positive energy will solve all the world's problems.
我们只要每个人都有正面积极的思想就可以解决世界上所有的问题。
The Dalai Lama says this.
这个达赖喇嘛这样说。
If every 8-year-old in the world is taught meditation, we will eliminate violence from the world within one generation.
他说如果世界上每一个八岁的小孩都学习这个禅修的话呢，那么我们只要一代的时间就可以把世界上所有的问题都解决了。
If you sit in a room with my 5 boys,
如果你跟我的孩子在同一个房间里面
meditate.
你在那边打坐。
See how much peace and quiet comes about.
你看看你会得到多少的平安。
I don't need to meditate. I need a miracle.
我不是需要打坐，我是需要神迹啊。
Right, we need God's divine intervention to be set right.
我们是需要神亲自介入我们当中。
We need God's help to be the people that we are created to be.
我们需要神的帮助，我们才有办法成为他创造我们所要成为的人。
And then there are those, of course, who believe.Again, in one God.
那么当然也有人相信是只有一位神。
Primarily, that is the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians.
这些人呢，大概就是穆斯林，还有犹太教，还有基督徒。
The Muslims believe that you get to heaven by following the tenets of Islam.
穆斯林他们相信的就是说，你如果按照《可兰经》上面所教导的去做的话，你就可以进天堂。
You adhere to the five pillars, and maybe Allah will let you pass.
如果你就是遵守他们的五大教条的话呢，也许阿拉真神就会让你进入天堂。
If you do enough good deeds, perhaps you could make it in.
如果你做的够多好事的话呢，那么你有可能进天堂。
But if you're dishonest, you're out.
但如果你说谎的话，那就不行了。
They deny the forgiveness that is available in Christ Jesus.
所以他们是不承认耶稣基督曾经给我们的这个宽恕跟赦免。
So once again, they have rejected that narrow path that goes toward the presence of God.
所以有一条路是我们可以到神的同在去的，那就是耶稣基督，是一条窄路，他们拒绝了这条路。
They make a sharp left turn.
他们就左转了。
And I would argue that they climb a different mountain.
我认为他们爬了山，但是他们不是爬神在那里的那座山。
Yahweh and Allah are not synonymous.
我们说到我们的神亚威跟所谓的阿拉并不是同一位神。
The Muslims believe in one God, but it is not our God.
穆斯林他们是相信一位神，但是跟我们所相信的是不一样的。
The Jews, however, they began climbing the same mountain as us.
那犹太人呢，就是跟基督徒可以说一开始的时候是在爬一座同一座山。
They worship Yahweh.
他们也是敬拜这一位亚威真神。
Yet, as we learned in the beginning, they gave up.
但是呢，他们在爬到一点点的时候就放弃了。
They wanted a mediator, they wanted a priest, and they wanted a curtain, and they had a curtain that separated them from the people, from the presence of God.
他们就是有祭司，然后他们有这个幔子，要把神跟人中间分开来。
And they believed that sacrifice would cover their sin.
他们也相信，当他们献祭的时候就可以除罪。
But when Jesus came.It was the new covenant.
但是耶稣来的时候，他是有一个新的约。
And this new covenant made that old covenant, that old way, obsolete.
那么有一个新约的时候呢，他就取代了这个旧的约。
So let's look at this new covenant.
所以我们来看这个新的约是什么呢？
Chapters 1 through 10 in Hebrews, we learn about Jesus and his role with the new covenant.
在希伯来书第一章到第十章，我们就学习到耶稣他还有他的新约是什么意思。
And it's actually summarized, the author summarizes it here before going on in chapters, verses 19 through 21.
在这个第十章的时候，希伯来书的作者就把前面讲的东西都做了一个总结。
We have a new way.
就是我们有一条新的路。
We have a new priest.
我们有一个新的祭司。
Right, previously on that path, again, the Jews could only get up to the point of where the priest was, and then there was a curtain, and then there was the presence of God.
所以如果说再回到讲山的这个比喻的话呢，那些犹太人他们在爬这个山的时候，爬到祭司所在的那个地方，他们就没有办法继续前进了，因为祭司下去就是幔子，然后就是至圣所。
They could get close, and only with sacrifice.
就是他们要靠近神的时候呢，只能透过将这个动物来献祭。
Now we have a new sacrifice.
但现在我们有一个新的祭。
They relied on the blood of bulls and goats, but we rely on the blood of Jesus Christ.
这些以色列人他们依靠的是牛羊的血，但我们依靠的是耶稣基督的血。
We have a sacrifice that is sufficient for all sin.
这个祭呢是可以洗净所有的罪。
We have a high priest that will live for all eternity.
然后我们这个大祭司呢是永远活着的。
We have a high priest that is perfect.
他是完美的。
One that lived among us.
而且他曾经在我们当中居住。
He suffered with us.
跟我们一同受苦。
And he suffered for us.
而且为我们受苦。
Jesus, his way, he is better.
耶稣基督的道路是更好的一条道路。
So far superior to all else.
是比其他的路都还要高超，都还要好。
I want to try to demonstrate this superiority.
我想要说明耶稣的路是怎么样的更好。
Better when it comes to spirituality is this.
在灵性上面来讲，我就做这样一个比喻吧。
Imagine you need a ride to Beijing.
你要现在你要去北京。
Right, you have some luggage and you need to get to Beijing.
你有一些行李 ,OK, 你要去北京。
There are some similarities there.
这两件事情就是马车跟飞机也算是有一点相同之处吧。
Right, both help people carry luggage.
就是两个都可以帮助人带他们的行李。
Only one is going to get you to China.
但是其中只有一个可以带你到中国去。
The comparison of the overburdened donkey and the Airbus doesn't even begin to portray the superiority of Christ.
虽然说这个飞机跟马车中间的这个落差已经是很大了，但是还没有办法完全的表达耶稣基督的道路是怎么样高过其他的道路。
Christianity, the Bible, describes the way to God, and that way is Jesus Christ.
在圣经里面描述我们到达神那里就是一条道路，这就是耶稣基督。
So point one is take the better way.
所以第一点就是呢，我们要选择这个更好的路。
And then point two, stick to the better way.
第二点就是要坚守，持守在这条更好的路上面。
The letter to the Hebrews was written to Christians.
这个希伯来书呢的收信人是基督徒。
These are Christ followers who were going up the path toward the presence of God.
他们是在这个山的比喻来讲，他们是爬山要到神，要去见神的面的。
They were making the climb.
他们正在爬。
They're doing great.
他们爬得很好。
And then trouble and persecution came.
但是呢，就来了困难跟逼迫。
The pressures of life came.
因为会有生活的压力。
They saw their fellow believers sawn in two.
他们看见这些同样的信徒，他们的弟兄姐妹被锯成两半。
Their businesses crumbled.
他们做生意的也不行了。
They saw their wealth disappear.
然后他们所有的财富都消失了。
Their status sank.
他们在社会上的地位也越来越低了。
And their precious comfort was shattered.
他们的生活不再舒适了。
Friends would no longer return their phone calls.
他们如果打电话找朋友，朋友就不回他们电话了。
Family members stopped responding to text messages.
就算是用发信息找他们的家人，家人也不理他们了。
They were unliked by everybody on Facebook.
在这个脸书上面，所有人都拒绝加他们。
And everybody left their WeChat group.
然后所有人的微信都把他拉黑了。
People boycotted their businesses.
人们可能背革他们的生意。
And their credit cards were declined.
然后申请信用卡也过不了。
So what do they do?
所以怎么办呢?
They gave up.
所以那只好放弃咯。
So much easier just to slide down the mountain.
爬山爬到一半，哎呀，就找个地方滑下来吧。
Seems so much easier, so much more simple.
这个不是简单一点吗?
But the command here is to hold fast to the confession.
但是在这里给我们的教导就是说要坚守我们所承认的指望。
To hold on tight to the faith.
好好的紧紧的抓住我们的信仰。
But there are two ways that we end up letting go.
但是呢，通常如果放弃信仰的话，会有两种情况。
First, we get off track doctrinally.
第一个就是呢，在教义上面走错路。
For the Hebrews, they were adding in once again Jewish legalism.
因为那个时候在就是希伯来书的收信人，他们开始又在讲犹太人的那些律法主义。
Yeah, trust in Jesus, but also make sure you do this, this, and this, and then you can go up the mountain.
就是说，你除了相信耶稣之外，你还得做这些这些这些行为上面的东西，然后你才能够到达神那里。
And then others were removing the moral standards.
然后呢，另外一派人呢，更是说，哎，这个道德的事情是不用遵守的。
They're reverting back to the pagan immorality.
他们就回到这个异教当中，以前有这些不良的风俗，这个败坏的道德里面。
In one way or another, they got off the path.
但是不管是律法主义或者是败坏的风俗，他们都离开了那一条正道。
They started looking for another route up the mountain.
他们就开始找其他的路上山。
Secondly,People get off track because of distractions.
还有另外一种可能就是呢，人们会因为一些distractions, 就是让他们分心的事情，然后他们就离开了正道。
We know the voice of Siri better than the Spirit.
就是我们可能常常在听 Siri 的声音，就是我们很熟悉 Siri 的声音是怎么样，但是呢，我们反而不熟悉圣灵的声音大概是怎么样。
When we have a moment of silence where God wants to speak,Rather than looking up to God, we look down to our phones.
当我们有空，我们应该要坐下来安静地听神对我们说话的时候呢，我们就拿手机开始滑手机了。
Perhaps the distraction is girls.
或者是对有些男生来讲，可能是看到漂亮的女生。
Perhaps the distraction is boys.
可能对有些女生来讲，那个分心的事情是男生。
Work, wealth.
工作或者是财富。
We all have our distractions.
我们每个人都有让我们分心的事情。
When I was growing up, somehow I missed the path.
在我成长的过程当中，我也是走错路的。
I attended church.
我有去教会。
But doctrinally, I got all messed up.
但是在教义上面来讲，我非常的困惑。
Somehow I messed up the message, and I thought that I had to be perfect to have that relationship with God. I had to be perfect.To relate with him.
所以以前呢，我就搞错了。我以为我必须要先做到完美，我才能够到神那里去。
And as good as I wanted to be, I was always in trouble.
那虽然说我已经很努力了，但是呢，当然还是很多时候是做错的。
I literally prayed every night from the time I was probably six to the time I was, I don't know, I still pray like this similarly sometimes now. God, help me to be good, safe, and not have nightmares.
所以呢，我从六岁开始呢，就一直在这样每天晚上这样祷告，就是神啊，求你帮助我，可以做个好孩子，然后我可以安全，然后让我不要做噩梦。
I failed every day.
可是每天我都还是在犯罪。
And eventually, when I was probably a sophomore or junior in high school, I said, "That's it. I've got it. I've got a solution here."
但是呢，这样子的日子持续到我高中第二年的时候，我就觉得说，哎，我想到一个好方法了。
So I pulled out two pieces of paper.
我拿出了两张纸。
And I wrote at the top of each of them.
我在这两张纸上面写。
On the top of this one, things you're supposed to do.
在一张纸上面写的说该做的事。
On this one, I wrote all the things you're not supposed to do.
另外一张写的说不该做的事。
I literally thought about this for 3 days.
然后花了三天想。
Do this, help the elderly.
比如说呢，该做的事情就是要帮助年长的人。
Hold the door for those that are coming in behind you.
你进门的时候把门为后面的人拉开。
On this one, don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat.
然后呢，不该做的事情就是不该说谎，不该偷窃，不该作弊。
After 3 days, I thought this is stupid.
我做了三天之后，我想说，哎，这个很白痴啊。
There's not enough paper in the world for all the things that I could screw up.
因为你要犯的罪实在太多了，全世界的纸也不够写呀。
So I was looking for this different path to God.
所以我当时在找的这条路呢，是一条不对的路。
And I gave up.
所以我就放弃了。
I ended up with getting involved with stupid drugs and alcohol and other things.
然后我就开始用这个酒精，还有毒品，还有这些很多不好的东西。
So I got off track doctrinally, and I also got distracted by those things.
所以我在教义上面走错了路，我也被这些分心的东西让我走错了路。
Nowadays, you know what gets me off track?
现在呢，你们猜什么东西会让我分心呢？
Covetousness and envy.
就是羡慕或者是嫉妒。
I see what other people have and I get distracted.
我看到别人有的东西，我就没有定睛在神的身上。
I'm looking around at people instead of God.
因为我一直在看旁边的人，我不是在看神。
And bitterness and resentment.
那么会有这个苦毒，还有愤怒。
I have a habit of getting frustrated and not being able to let that go.
我有一个习惯，就是我挫折的时候，我就不轻易放手。
And that interferes with my ability to have intimacy with God.
但是这样子的事情就影响了我跟神之间的关系。
Jesus says that when you come to the altar, that you forgive and you seek forgiveness.
耶稣说，我们来到祭坛前面的时候，我们要原谅别人，而且我们也要求别人原谅我们。
We make things right with God and we make things right with one another.
我们求神宽恕我们，而且我们也要跟弟兄姐妹和好。
And we make it easy for other people to make it right with us.
而且呢，我们也要，如果别人来跟我们和好，我们也要宽恕别人。
Don't let deception or distractions pull you off the path.
不要让这些欺骗或者是这些分心的事情让你离开真道。
Don't let petty disputes or even major disputes pull you away from the intimacy that is available between you and God.
也不要让这些一些的争执或是一些冲突让你离开跟神很亲近的这个关系。
There is a saying in America.
这英文里面有一句说法。
Dance with the one that brung you.
What is brung you?
Brought.
Oh, okay.
Terrible English.
就是你来的话，你去舞会的话，你就跟你的舞伴跳舞就好了。
Right, dance with the one that brung you.
就是那个带你来的那个人，就是你的舞伴，你就跟他跳舞就好了。
Can you guys imagine? Do you guys understand the context there?
这个懂意思吗
？So you go to the ball.
你去一个舞会
，and you have a great time. You have your girlfriend is brought by the guy.
那有一个女孩子，她的男朋友带她来参加舞会。
Is it okay for the lady to then go off and dance with someone else at the ball?
那么这个女的是不是到了舞会就可以到处去跟其他男人跳舞呢
？And then leave the guy there?
然后就把她男朋友晾在一旁呢
？No.
这样不好吧
？No. You dance with the one that brought you.
是不是应该要跟她男朋友带她来的这个人跳舞才对呢
？Those of you Christians who have tasted the better way, Christ.
我们在当中的基督徒，我们可能已经尝过了更好的主恩的滋味，就是主耶稣基督。
And you have enjoyed that sweet fellowship, that intimacy with Jesus.
我们也尝过了跟耶稣中间亲密的关系是多么的美好。
Why go off and dance with Siri?
为什么又去跟其他的东西跳舞呢？比如说 Siri 这个东西。
Why stay home and watch football?
为什么待在家里面看球赛呢
？Or sleep in?
或者是睡懒觉呢
？Why give up that intimacy with God to be mad at someone?
为什么放弃我们跟神本来可以有亲密的关系来生别人的气呢
？Brothers and sisters in Christ，
我们主内的弟兄姐妹们
，We are the bride of Christ。
我们是耶稣基督的新妇。
Verse 23， we have every reason to be faithful。
这边这一节说我们信实呢是很有原因的。
We're faithful because He's faithful.
是因为神是信实的，所以我们才能够信实。
Because even if we do go off and dance with someone else, He's still standing there waiting for us.
因为就算你到了舞会跟其他人去跳舞了，神还是站在那儿等你呢。
Because He is faithful.
因为他是信实的神。
Point one, take the better way.
所以我们再复习一下，第一点就是走这个更好的道路。
Point two, stick to the better way.
第二点就是待在这条路上。
Don't let deception or distractions hinder you from the pursuit you have with God.
不要让这些欺骗的事情或者是分心的事情让你远离了追求神。
And point three, help others to climb that mountain.
第三点就是我们要帮助其他弟兄姐妹一起来爬这座山。
Promote that better way.
就是告诉大家这个更好的道路在这里。
The main verb here is let us consider. Consider.
在这一句经文里面主要的动词呢就是 consider 就是思想这件事。
The goal is to have concrete mental images of discipleship.
最好就是呢，我们可以有一个方法，这句经文里面来形容什么叫做做门徒。
I hear this terrible phrase all the time.
我常常听到这句话。
Oh, our thoughts and our prayers are with you.
就是呢，哎呀，我们为你祷告，然后我们的思想纪念你。
Yeah, right.
思想纪念你是算什么呀
？How much thought is actually being given there?
其实你如果跟一个生病的人说，我思想上纪念你，你常常有想到他吗
？I'm going to read a quote from Henry Nouwen.
我现在要读一个就是卢云主教的讲的话。
He says that theological reflection is reflecting on the painful and joyful realities of every day with the mind of Jesus, and thereby raising our human consciousness to the knowledge of God's gentle guidance.
他说呢，什么叫做神学的思考？神学的思考就是思考生命当中所有的痛苦跟喜乐，用耶稣基督的思想去思考生命当中所有的痛苦跟喜乐，然后呢，让人的知识跟思想是看着神温柔的带领。
I love that a couple months ago, Wenbo challenged us on prayer.
在几个月以前，文博讲到的时候，他挑战我们要祷告。
Mountaintop praying.
什么叫做在山上祷告呢
？If you were closer to God than someone else,
如果你觉得你跟神的关系比较好，然后另外一个人跟神的关系比较不好
，You have a calling and a responsibility to.Pull those other people up the mountain.
那么我们每个人都有这个责任跟使命，就是要帮助其他人在山上面走到更高的地方。
It is your responsibility to strategize with Jesus how to get them up.
Sorry, say that again.
It is your job, your responsibility to strategize with Jesus to get those people up that.
就是呢，你需要跟耶稣一起来想办法，怎么样帮助这些人更亲近神。
It's your job to help them see the distractions and the deceptions that are around them.
也需要帮助这些其他弟兄姐妹看清楚身边有很多在跟他们分心的东西。
And it's our job to help them to see the love and the good deeds that are possible.
也是我们的使命，必须要帮助其他弟兄姐妹看见有很多的善行。
Tobias, can you switch that? Go ahead.
Next page.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want you to see that the love and good works there.
所以我希望大家看到这边有爱心和善行。
The love and the good deeds are not the path up the hill.
但是爱心跟善行并不是我们走上山的这条路。
The love and the good deeds are experiences along the path.
而是在走这条路的时候，我们会有的一些经验。
And it's our job, it's our joy to help people to walk in those.
而且我们要帮助其他的人来走这条路，这是我们的工作。
And then in verse 25,
然后在二十五节呢
，The author gives us a negative example and then a positive example.
这个作者他先给我们一个负面的例子，再给我们一个正面的例子。
These are ways we help people up.
我们就是用这些方法来帮助别人爬这个山。
First, we don't stop meeting together.
首先呢，就是我们不能停止聚会。
A symptom of giving up the trek up the mountain.Is we give up fellowship with one another.
当一个人他在爬山的时候放弃了这条路的时候呢，其中一个征兆就是他会先放弃跟弟兄姐妹之间的交通。
When people give up fellowship with God, they typically give up fellowship with good Christians as well.
当一个人他不再跟神交通的时候，他也会放弃跟其他的基督徒来交通。
And I'm not just talking about church attendance.
我不是只是在说你的聚会出席率而已。
I used to hate to going to my grandma Lockler's house.
我以前很讨厌去我奶奶家。
Even though I wanted to be good and prayed to be good,
因为我虽然是很想要当一个乖小孩
I did not want to be that good.
但是我不想要当奶奶眼中那么好的小孩。
She would make us eat. If we asked for a piece of gum, we only got a half a piece of gum.
如果说我跟她说我想吃口香糖了，她会给我半片口香糖。
If we wanted to watch TV, we had to peel all her string beans.
如果我们要看电视的话呢，我们就得一边看一边帮他剥豆子。
I hated going there.
我就很讨厌去他家。
Only later did I realize she was right about everything.
但是后来我才知道，她说的都是对的。
And I'll gladly get in a car with six kids and drive to California to see her.
那么，所以现在呢，我愿意带着六个小孩上路，开车到加州去看她。
Why do we avoid godly people?
为什么我们有时候反而想要远离那些很圣洁、很爱神的人呢？
I know sometimes when we get discouraged, it happens like this.
有时候我们挫折的时候会这样。
Something bad happens.
就是发生一些不好的事。
And we don't want to face people.
然后我们不想要面对别人。
We don't want to have to answer the question, what's wrong? Are you okay? And have to answer over and over and over.
因为我们不想要人家一直问我们的事，然后一直关怀我们说怎么样啊，什么事情，然后你就得一直回答一样的答案。
There are many reasons we give up.
有很多人不来聚会有很多的原因。
Don't.
但是不要放弃。
That's the challenge here. Don't do that.
现在在这个地方，这个经文就是在挑战我们不要放弃聚会。
Spend time with good godly people inside a church and outside a church.
在教会里或在教会外，你都要花时间跟那些追求神的人在一起。
And then secondly, the positive example here.
那第二个这个正面的例子呢？
We're called to encourage one another.
就是我们要彼此的劝勉。
How many people who make the resolution, I'm going to run a marathon, actually do?
很多人会说我要跑马拉松，但是有多少这样子下决心的人到最后真的会去跑马拉松呢？
What do you think the percentage is?
你认为那个百分比是多少呢？
Jasmine guessed 5%.
我女儿她猜 5%.
I probably maybe 5 to 10%.
然后我猜她可能高一点吧，5 to 10%.
There's no community in that personal commitment.
在那样子的自己下决心的时候呢，旁边并没有人支持你。
Now, those who actually pay for and register for a marathon, it's about 65%.
然后那些you mean out of all the people?
So out of 100 who actually pay, 65 will complete.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，如果说是报名了、付钱了、参加马拉松的比赛呢，当中只有6/5的人会真的跑完这个比赛。
What about those who show up?
那来出现来参加的人呢？
What about all those people who show up at the beginning of the race and start to run?
你们猜有多少人一开始会来参加比赛呢？
With the crowds cheering and there's other runners around?
那一开始会有很多的人在那边给他们喝彩欢呼嘛？
With all that encouragement to finish the race?
有很多人在那边鼓励他们，但是呢，要跑完比赛是另外一回事。
Some races in some areas, it's over 95%.
哦，如果说开始跑了的话呢，那么大概95%的人能够跑完这个比赛。
It's amazing what encouragement will do.
也就是说，当旁边有一群人跟你一起在鼓励你的时候，
now,
效果好很多。
Now the word encouraging there can be taken one of two ways.
这个劝勉这个字呢，可以有两种理解。
Some translations go with exhort, and some go with encourage.
所以英文翻成不同的两个字。
Both are well within the range of meaning.
但是两个都是差不多的意思。
Now, imagine again the race.
所以你想象一下这个马拉松的比赛。
A coach screaming at you, telling you to go faster.
那个教练在那边一直叫你说，你跑快点，跑快点。
Or a fan yelling you, come on, come on, come on.
或者是旁边有你的这个支持你的人在那边说，跑快点，加油。
Both help get the best out of us.
都会让我们里面更有这个意志力要去完成。
Now you know the people around you.
现在你认识你旁边的人。
You know whether they need a coach or a fan.
你也知道他需要的是为他欢呼呢，还是他是需要一个教练告诉他怎么样跑呢？
Encourage them accordingly.
那么我们就要按照他所需要的来帮助他。
Help folks love and do good.
帮助我们身边的弟兄姐妹有激发爱心，勉励行善。
Help them to be the people they were created to be.
帮助他们成为神造他们要成为的人。
This morning I'm compelling you to pursue God.
今天早上我要挑战大家来追求神。
I want you to pursue His holiness.
希望大家来追求像神一样的圣洁。
I want you to pursue intimacy with God.
追求跟神更加的亲近。
Those of you who are Christians, you know what's at the mountaintop.
如果我们已经是信主的人，我们知道山顶有什么。
You have at least to some degree experienced the presence of God in your life.
你应该已经在生命当中某种程度上面经历过神了。
And I'm calling you to come up, come further up, and come further in.
那么我就是在这儿鼓励大家走更高，走到更离神更近的地方。
I want you to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and experience every spiritual blessing that is available in Christ alone.
我鼓励大家来追求在知识上跟神的恩典上面成长，能够体会经历神所有的所有的
What was the second half?
Every spiritual blessing in Christ
alone. 所有的这个属灵的福气，在耶稣基督里面要给我们属灵的福气。
I want you to pursue God.
我要大家追求神。
Christ is the better way.
耶稣基督就是这条更好的道路。
Christ is the only way.
甚至呢，他是唯一的道路。
Stick to him.
所以我们就是要定睛在他身上。
And bring others along with you.
然后同时在路上带着那些其他人跟你一起。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Will you pray, Sarah?
亲爱天父，是的，求你赦免我们，因为我们很多时候我们懒散。主，我们该寻求你，该追求你，我们却没有尽力的去做。主啊，可能我们真的是被很多东西分散了我们的注意力，我们也被世界上面的一些困难或者是享乐分散了我们的注意力。主啊，求你帮助我们每个人真的是能够定睛在你身上，每天每天不断的来追求你。主啊，也在你里面，在教会里面彼此的来激励，帮助我们身边的弟兄姐妹，也接受其他弟兄姐妹的激励跟帮助。主啊，求你告诉我们，我们应该要怎么做，现在在我们的每天生活当中有什么是我们能做，是可以更亲近你的，是可以在这个山上爬得更高的，是在这个更好的道路上面能够走得更远的。主啊，求你向我们每个人说话，也让我们花时间静下来来听你对我们的说话。谢谢主，今天透过道路弟兄的信息，主啊来鼓励我们，求你接下来的每一天都让我们不忘记这个信息。这样祷告感谢奉靠主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。
Let's have the response time.
我们来唱回应诗歌。